Superheroes are badass mother fudgers. They can fly, have laser vision, ice breath, super speed, a gadget for everything, invisible aircraft, sorry birds, and in some cases, they can even talk to fish. Bad ass. However, despite being gods among us, Mortal Kombat developer NetherRealm thought it would be dead cool if we could make them fight their most feared antagonists and each other. But not in a passive-aggressive, disappointing family dinner kind of way. Oh no, no. In an Uncle John brings his dangerous dog to dinner and it bites grandma kind of way. With Injustice 2 right around the corner, I'm Ben from What Culture, and here are 10 awesome characters that must be included. Grandma survived the attack. Number 10. Jason Todd as Red Hood. Jason Todd was once Robin. Jason Todd was captured by the Joker. Jason Todd was tortured by the Joker. Jason Todd was beaten to death by the Joker with a crowbar. Jason Todd. Jason Todd. As a skilled hand-to-hand fighter, gymnast, and detective trained by the Dark Knight for years, Todd re-emerged as the Red Hood and began acting as Gotham's very own Punisher, killing without mercy or even breaking a sweat, really. In terms of gameplay, Red Hood would be like the perfect mesh of Injustice 1's Nightwing and Deathstroke. Plus, his inclusion could lead to some interesting moments in terms of the arc and narrative of the overall story, not least because of his ties to both Batman and the Lazarus Pit. Number 9. Ra's al Ghul. That Lazarus pit we just mentioned was the reason Jason Todd was brought back. Ra's al Ghul, however, treats it like a Turkish bath, which makes him almost invincible. The guy with a thousand different ways to pronounce his name has been alive for as many years, antagonizing the Bat and his cohorts for a good portion of them. For that reason, he'd make a great addition due to his ties to Batman, Red Hood, and the wider Justice League. Plus, he wields a super cool sword and knows karate, among other martial arts. Number 8. Plastic Man. Okay, so he's a little less serious than the others on this list, as yes, Plastic Man is a man what can do plastic stuff, like perish in the heat and be suitable for recycling. Think Mr. Fantastic without the intellect. Admittedly more of a humorous character, Plastic could bring a Street Fighter favorite's moveset to Injustice in the form of Dahlism. The stretchy yoga fireman is a popular character, so why not? Just cut out the fire stuff, obviously. Plastic Man would melt.